Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is DJ Medi, and you're listening to the Wham Bam East Van Show. We are broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have an amazing guest, as per usual. You won't believe who's in the house. We have Elvis. Elvis is in the building. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe it. Say hello.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Good. And you brought a friend.
I did bring a friend for, 15 years. His name's Nick.
Nick, yes. Nick, say hello.
Hi, I'm Nick.
And we also have a videographer today.
Hey, hi, Dr. Cole, at your service, everybody. Videographer, fly on the wall.
There you go.
More than a fly on the wall. But yes, Johnny, please introduce yourself.
My name's Jonathan Hicks, born and raised, born in Surrey, raised in Langley for about 20 years now, and I am an award-winning Elvis tribute artist. Been doing it for just now 6 years, and it's been great. Wouldn't change it. No regrets. You know, it's been a blast, and it's good to have, you know, a lot of people around me in my inner circle, such as Nick and Don and everybody, and it's just been a blast. I just keep the music going.
Yes, and how did you two meet?
Well, we met actually at school, of course. We actually were enemies. We were literally enemies, and I remember. It was rollerblading, because, you know, in elementary school you had rollerblading or whatever, track and field, and I think it was rollerblading.
It was rollerblading. That's the thing we hated each other that most.
Yeah, and
day.
We were butting shoulders and all that stuff and saying language that we can't say on here, but it was enemies, and
then we just got tired. We just became friends after that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We just said, let's go meet up for lunch or at lunch break, and became friends, and it's been great.
Awesome. Okay, and you got some few nicknames, Nick. I heard Nick the Pick.
Nick the Pick, Nick the Mechanic, or Fast Nicky.
Fast Nicky.
Yeah.
Right, because you ride a motorcycle.
Yeah, that's
correct?
Right. Yes,
yeah?
I do, yes.
When did you start riding a bike?
Last summer, I just got my full license, and I got my first motorcycle. It's a cruiser, and I just love riding. I love the sport, and it's just very soothing and relaxing sometimes. Gets your mind off of things, and it's very fun. Adventurous as well.
Awesome. And then did you have to take a course to ride, or did someone teach you?
I did take a school course in Langley, yes. Yeah. And, it took me about a year to get the full license, but, totally worth it. And it's just a great thing, you know?
Yeah. Awesome. And where can you recommend people to ride?
Not in the city.
Don't drive in the city, folks. Okay, where do you go for like a scenic getaway?
Highway 7 to Hope, and I'll take the highways up to anywhere in the interior.
Mm-hmm. And do you drive or do you ride?
I just got my learners. I know a lot of people are saying, how old is this kid? He looks like he's 30, because I get called that I'm 30. But I just got my learners last August, and, I was a little late in the game, but, We're going now, and I get my end in August. So, yeah.
Awesome. Huh. All right.
Adventures
so,
to come.
Yeah. So we're going to hear some live music here in the studio. So if you want to grab the guitar, Nick, they're going to play a song for us.
Absolutely.
And they're going to play actually a few, but we're just going to hear one for now, and then we'll get to more afterwards. So while they're setting up, I got to let you know the first song that they are going to play is called Blue Suede Shoes. And I have to let you know, Rob Snopek from the Madhouse Records, he actually posted, and I'm just going to read out what he posted. In the mid-1950s is believed to be the birth of rock and roll. It was an eruption of highly controversial artists such as Chuck Berry, Little Richard, James Brown, Johnny Cash, and of course, Elvis Presley, who released his first album on this day, 67 years ago in 1956.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So, yes.
What a coincidence.
Take it away,
Blaze. All right, let's do it. Let's bring that chord in.
Well, it's a one for the money, a two for the show, a three, get it ready now, go candle, but don't you sell me my blue suede shoe. Bring me to the thing, but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, sit on my face, I send my name all over the place. I do the thing that you wanna do, but I hit hard for my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do the thing, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Right now. Well, you can knock me down and step in my face. I slam my name all over the place. I do all the thing that you wanna do. But hold over my shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do the thing, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Well, it's a blue, blue, blue suede shoes, oh, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede. Well, you could do in the family, I'm the mama loose as you.
Yeah. All right.
Woo! That was amazing, guys. Yeah. Woo!
Yeah. Perfect warm-up song.
Perfect warm-up, yeah.
And Don, you had a question for Johnny about his hair.
Well, you know, one of my favorite bands is Kiss, and I was commenting that back in the 70s, they used a lot of Aquanet to tease their hair up. So I was looking at Jonathan saying, what do you use? What's your caramel secret in taking care of the hair? And
yeah, you know, like, you know, I in these past 5 years, I mean, I was never, like, I even told Nick, too, like, when even my makeup, too, like when it came to my the hair stuff, like, you know, I didn't even know what to use. I just asked questions at, you know, barbers or hair salons and all that stuff. And, you know, everyone's different. You know, they probably just wanted just a little hairspray and a little blow dry and then get the hair going. But I just use a little bit of, you know, American Crew, give it that shine, and then a little bit of hairspray, and then blow dry to give it that volume, and then away we go. So sometimes I tell myself I should get a wig and all that stuff, like a good expensive wig, you know, not those ones with you get a Halloween costume, just a good realistic wig. Because I was originally a blonde. I was not.
Oh.
I was a blonde. I was like him, you know. And man, I wish I could go back to that because, you know, everyone asks me, how long does it take? And it takes about an hour.
An
hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just the hair and then the makeup is another 30 minutes. So, you know, like Dawn, you know, you're a fellow artist yourself. You know how it takes to get ready. It's a process. It's a process. Yeah.
Exactly. And then since we're getting to the hair, the makeup, let's talk about your clothes.
My clothes.
Yes. Where do you go shopping?
Well, there's a company over in Nanaimo that most of my jumpsuits I get from Pro Elvis Jumpsuits.
Mm.
So if you've ever watched the Dragon's Den on CTV and all that stuff, the Canadian version, Ellie was on there and her husband and her family. And they started out literally in her basement in Nanaimo. And it would start off with, you know, a local Elvis tribute artist saying, can you make something like a jumpsuit? Mm-hmm. And she put it together and all that stuff. And I guess the word got around and it just came full circle. And then her husband says, hey, you know, Ellie, you should go on this. You could do this. And so she went on and she place a bid on or what to ask for mm-hmm. material, and it's now become a business for over 10 years now, and she's doing jumpsuits for ETAs all over Canada, over the U.S., Australia, Japan. So there's a few companies that deal with these suits, but I always go with Ellie because she's got a heart of gold.
Amazing.
She's up, you know, she goes up there at the Elvis festivals, and it's just she's got a heart of gold and reasonable,
yes.
reasonable price too for them.
Yes, and we're going to talk about the Penticton Elvis Festival. It's happening this year, June 22nd to the 25th. Tell me about the years that you went.
I went on my first year in 2018. Mm-hmm. I you know, and this festival's been going on for I think over 20 years, if I'm not mistaken. So I never heard of this festival before, and 2018 was kind of my breakout year, just getting into it.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend told me, you know, you should go into this festival, try it out. You know, get recognized. It's
yeah.
the best way to get recognition. And so I just looked on it, looked at the website, and. It was in January, so they were looking for people. So I put my name in the hat and went in 2018 and didn't get placed, but it was okay. I met a few friends that I still connect today and got exposure, and it was a good experience. And then the following year, I took a whole year and I just learned my craft and
mm-hmm.
took second place in 2019. That's the next
awesome.
Year.
That's awesome. So it's like an actual competition.
It's a competition. There's festivals out there that are just called festivals where it's just laid back. There's no competition. This is just a competition, and it's you're getting marked for your voice, your outfit,
mm-hmm.
and movements, and just, you know, what you can bring to the table to make the best tribute to Elvis. And I was talking to Don too earlier too, that there's so many Elvis festivals around the world, especially around Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And we just we lost Collingwood Elvis Festival.
Oh no!
Here just before the pandemic, and it was the biggest festival in Canada.
Okay.
And that's, you know, I was planning on going, and then it just closed down. So now,
yeah.
Penticton's up on the top there in Canada, the biggest
right.
Elvis Festival. So it's really cool. We have people coming from the ETAs, again, really coming from all over the U.S. We had one from the U.K. last year. They're coming back this year. So it's just amazing, you know.
Perfect.
Amazing.
And when you go to these festivals, Nick, do you go as well?
This will be my first time this year.
Oh, perfect. Okay, when you guys go, what do you guys plan to drink there?
Well, Corona, probably. Probably, or something. Something.
Probably Corona as well.
Corona as well?
Probably some honey whiskey.
Don, are you going too or no?
I'm going to go this year.
You are going to go this year.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your favorite drink?
Kahlua.
Kahlua for Don. Okay, well, we're going to play a song called Drinkin' by Leah Barley, and she is actually performing at the Rickshaw tomorrow with The Scratch. So here's her song, Drinkin', on CJSF.
Well, I've been drinking, and I've been thinking about this mess of a life that I've been living. Don't know where. Road without you. Well, I've been smoking, I've been toking on this crazy green grass you left at home in. Takes away all the pain when I'm stuck up in my brain. Oh, with these thoughts about you. Well, I've been crying, I've been lying to everyone who asks how I'm surviving. I just can't look them in. This life without you. Drinking, thinking, smoking, talking, crying, lying to survive, and I just don't know what to do. Everything is one big mess, torn apart from all the stress. Living my life without you, without you, without you. Where about this mess of a life that I've been living. Don't know where I went wrong, not sure where I belong on this road without you.
And that was Leah Nicole Barley. Oh, she is so cute. Yes, and you can always go to our Wham Bam East Van, like just Google that on CJSF. We have an interview with her if you want to look at a previous show. Okay. Now we are back, and Nick is actually going to be doing a fundraiser. And tell me about this fundraiser.
Yes, I was wanting to do a fundraiser event for the BC Children's Hospital Foundation. And what I was thinking is, this is my first time going up to the Penticton Elvis Festival. I thought, hey, if I dressed up as Elvis and hopped on my bike and rode up there, if people can donate, and that would be such a wonderful thing, you know?
Yeah. That's such a great idea.
And you know, I've just thought about this last week. So you know, it's in the planning stages, and I'm planning everything, and it's going to be big news down the road.
Oh, for sure. Are you borrowing his jumpsuit?
Yeah. He's got no choice.
That's what friends are for. You.
Otherwise, he's going to get a cheap Halloween costume. But yeah, I got like so many, and you know, I'm one to just.
Yeah,
he looks pretty good in it. I'm like, yeah, you should wear this more often.
We were doing our photo shoots yesterday, actually. And boy, did I look good.
And tell me about your bike.
My bike?
Yeah.
It's a Yamaha 2003 Yamaha V-Star, mm-hmm. 1100cc. So it looks like a Harley Davidson. It's a cruiser. Mm. It's all black.
Okay.
So the jumpsuit I'm going to be wearing is a white one. So it'll be pretty easy to see.
White fringes. You know?
Yeah, going up and through the mountains, it'll be pretty easy to see Elvis on the bike. So.
Yeah, and where can people donate?
That's a good question, actually. Uh-huh. Right now, I'm going planning to open up a GoFundMe page.
Okay.
And the event is going to be called A Little Less Conversation, A Little More Helping Kids.
Awesome. And it's going to the BC Children's Hospital.
Yes.
That is so amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So next, we got to get to a break, but we get to choose a show promo to play. And I'm going to play The Blurred Crusade because this is one of your friends. Well, it's my friend, too. But Don, tell me about Todd.
Good old Todd. You know, I met Todd in grade 8, but I won't tell you what year. Because a gentleman never reveals his age.
No.
But Todd and I go back a long time with bands. We've resurrected the Social Outcasts. He's got a punk rock show. We're both punk rockers to the core. And so we're pressing an EP right now at Clampdown in Burnaby. And yeah, he's got some stuff on YouTube or to pre-release. And yeah, Todd and I have been around the block.
Perfect. So after his show promo, we're going to play some Social Outcasts. Yeah, yeah.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
he's doing a Facebook Live right now. So you want to do some shout-outs, Johnny?
Yeah. If you guys, if you're on my friends list, if you're watching on, the, if you're listening on the radio, you guys can actually get a visual on the Facebook Live. But come on there and ask a question, because you get the free range to put a comment in and ask a question.
Exactly. Okay, and I had a question from Jacob, who was the previous radio host that was here at the station. He asked if you guys watch on Netflix, there's a cartoon right now called Agent Elvis.
Yes, I heard that, especially right after the famous Elvis movie that came out last June. They were planned on that, and then it just came out here a few weeks ago. I do have Netflix.
Yes.
I haven't had the time to watch it, but I got it. Like, I've heard good things, and I've seen out my friends and my ETA buddies that put their 2 cents on it, and they're saying all positive.
Oh, okay.
So I got to pop and join the fray.
And you know? Check it out. Okay, then tell me about the movie, Elvis, because I haven't watched it.
You know, there were so many biopics of these artists. You know, we had the Queen, and we had the Johnny Cash, you know, back in 2000, there, early 2000. And then there was the Elvis biopics, and there was not just that one. There was a few others in the, you know, the 90s and the 80s. And I felt like the famous one with the Kurt Russell one.
Okay.
And that one just came out in 79, just a few years after. But I felt like this one beats the cake. It really does. I mean, Austin did a really amazing job. We just saw the Oscars, and you know, kudos to what's his name that starred in The Whale. He played in The Mummy. I forget his name. I keep forgetting. Brendan Fraser. Love him.
Yeah.
Right. He took that Oscar home, and he did an amazing job. I watched The Whale. Man, I got emotional. But man, Austin, you know, he should have got that too, man, because he did an amazing job. I was a little hesitant when they were getting someone to play Elvis, and then I saw Austin. I'm like, oh man. So then he did amazing. I mean, we had that pandemic too in between that movie, and he had to literally be Elvis in those 2-3 years. And he, you know, he even said that people were saying, like, after the movie, like, he still sounds like Elvis, but it was just a second nature to him. And now, you know, but him and Tom Hanks did an amazing job too. Tom Hanks playing Colonel Tom Parker. Watched the movie like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
I watched it actually the first time. Actually, we just came back after Penticton with a group of the Elvis, Johnny Elvis entourage.
Yeah.
Went to a movie theater and watched it. I remember I cried my eyes out at the end. I'm not going to spoil it, but it was just, amazing movie. One of the best. If you haven't watched it, Elvis fan or not, go watch it, because it's amazing.
Perfect.
Get it on Blu-ray.
All right, so. Nick, and what are you watching these days on Netflix?
Oh, man, I can't tell you the last time I watched something on Netflix. I'm still paying and still have the subscription, but I don't watch anything on it.
Really?
Yeah, I just don't have the time anymore. Yeah. But you know, usually I go on YouTube, and there's a lot of documentaries and a lot of YouTubers that independent YouTubers, almost like journalists, that do documentaries, and I do enjoy watching those.
Mm-hmm.
And alongside, you know, motorcycle videos. There's a lot of famous motorcyclists out there that do videos, and just like watching those type of things.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. All right, and you guys have another song for us. Tell us about it.
Well, we're going to do Elvis's song that was done in his very first movie. And for the ladies, they know that if they watch this movie, it was a sad movie at the end, because it was actually the only movie that Elvis actually died in the movie, and all the girls were crying. But this was the famous movie, and it was called Love Me Tender, and we're going to do the theme song for it. So here we go.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart, for it's there that I belong and will never part. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will, and I always will.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right, now let's talk about upcoming shows. Where can people find you? Where can people watch you?
Well, you know, I'm based on Langley and all that stuff, but for some reason, man, you know, I'm based on Langley. I can never get the odd show in my hometown right now. But yeah, I guess because that's where all the party is, out here in the Burnaby and Surrey area, even towards Abbotsford. But this weekend for sure, I'm going to be playing tomorrow night with my good friend Darren Lee. Another award-winning Elvis tribute artist. It's done Maui, done Vegas, done it for 25 years or I think more. We've done shows many times over the pandemic at least. And we're going to be there tomorrow night at the Brownsville from 8 to 10. No cover. And,
no cover, folks. No cover. Hey, amazing.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
So, if you've been to one of our shows, we really have a hoot, and the fans have a hoot. They love it. We joke around, we shoot, you know, and it's just amazing. The chemistry there.
That's right. He was gonna say shoot the poop.
I had to make sure about that. We didn't learn about the policy there. So I got this tape here. So yeah. Don, leave it here. So if I have to shut my mouth a little bit.
All right. And Don, you're playing with him. So yeah, tell me about your shows.
Well, I was lucky enough to get the invite from Mr. Johnny Ellis. We've been talking a lot when we were hitting some open mics and having some fun there, that we have to work together. I think one of my biggest fans of Acoustic Kiss is Johnny Elvis, so it's always nice. And we're playing a show this Saturday. That's March 25th, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Right? Yes, Aldergrove Legion, great room. They knocked down a wall, beautiful room for bands to play in. And I get to open up for Johnny Elvis and the Rockets. I go on at 6 p.m., and I'll do a set, and then the boys will take over and rock the room. So this Saturday, Aldergrove Legion out there in Aldergrove, 26607 Fraser Highway.
Something like that.
Something like that.
I think it's Rockers. I think it's Rockers.
Did I say Rockets?
It's okay. We get confused if it's Rockets.
You were the roller skating team.
Sorry.
Johnny Elvis and the Rockets, where you're the roller derby.
It's okay. You're not the first.
You're
not the first. It's okay.
Give me the tape.
I will.
I've got to take my mouth shut here. But
good.
Thanks for the plug and thanks for the invite, Johnny.
Yes, no problem. Anytime.
And then you're also playing another show with Bonnie Scott, Don?
Well, you know, I do the Acoustic Kiss, and thank you for the plug. I also have an electric band. We actually played the Red Room 2 weeks ago and slayed it. We're doing May 13th at a place called My Pub in Coquitlam, and we're opening up. We'll do an hour of Kiss, and then we'll open up for Bonnie Scott, tribute to AC/DC.
Nice.
The 70s. Nice. Alive and well in the Lower Mainland.
Yes, right. And we got a live video here, live wire on CJSF.
Here's one you can do too.
We'll be right back.
Was Three Forks Dark Side of Love by David Rochinski, and he is from the States. And talking about the States, have you ever been to, is it Graceland?
Yes, Graceland, Elvis's home.
Yes.
Yeah, man, you know, every fan, new fan comes in to see a show and they say, hey, for any Elvis, it's a bucket list. No, I haven't. But I was planning on going in 2020 and, you know, with some friends and my ex-girlfriend and that, but yeah, it never came to fruition because of the craziness over the last few years. But you know, one day, I'm 24, so I got a lot of years to explore.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And you've been to Vegas?
Never been to Vegas.
Oh, you haven't been to Vegas
never
either.
Been to Vegas.
Oh, okay.
I know. I've been a loner.
No. And I'm just curious, your Facebook Live, they have some questions for you.
Yeah, Sue actually just mentioned here, one of my fans, she was saying, what is your most memorable show?
Mm.
And I'm just going to have to say the recent one we did here, the big one that we did here with myself, Darren Lee, and Shelley, at the Terry Fox Theater in Poco. And it was a big undertaking because, one, it was my first theater show. For those two, Shelley and Darren, it was not their first rodeo they've done. Shelley did the, what's the one theater in Vancouver? The big one. I don't know. But Darren has done many theater shows in the Maui Theater and all that stuff. But, yeah, you know, basically, yeah. Sorry, my battery's dying. It's okay. I would have to say the Terry Fox Theater, because the Terry Fox Theater was really special to me because it was like kind of like a break, I guess, in my little break, because I've done, you know, little diners, pubs, you know, all that stuff, and I still do, and then Legions, and now did a theater show. And even though right now it's just one, that could lead to more in the future. And it was really good. We were kind of hesitant. We did 2 months before to advertise it and market it. And we were kind of hesitant because we were after 3 weeks after that, you know, it was like marketing it. It was like, okay, we got some tickets, but then we didn't know. And then, like, I think the last 2 weeks before the show, it was like tickets were flying and, yeah, we got like 250, 300 people.
Yeah, and how do you know Shelley? Because I met her at the White Hart Pub where I met you in Surrey, but I know it's closed right now.
So. Yeah, so Shelley, yes, I met her at the White Hart. Really good heart person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And beautiful person and got a generous heart, and she's an amazing singer. I mean, Nick and I have seen her live and, you know, and just amazing. But, you know, you get in this business, you get a lot of these singers that think they know it all and all that stuff, but she is a good singer, but she comes back and she's just, you know, pure. And that's, you know, that's some people that I like to be around and associate with. It's just these singers that, you know, are awesome, but then they can come back and just be like, hey, you know, I'm not this big singer. I'm cool, you know, respect and all that stuff. So not these big egos, you know,
right, and she does a tribute as well.
She does a tribute to the amazing, talented Linda Ronstadt. I mean, she looks, she sounds like Linda Ronstadt. And she was there at the Terry Fox part of the show and just blew our hearts away. And the acoustics at that theater was just amazing. So, yeah, no bad bone about her. She's really just a pure, good hearted person.
Perfect. And Terry Fox actually went to SFU.
I heard of that. Yeah. Yes, yes. funny quick story here. My mom actually got to, I don't know what it was, but she was at the Royal Columbian Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was because she just had her third child, which was my brother.
Yes.
And she just had him and she was just, you know, relaxing and recovery, and she walked down the hall or whatever, and had to pick up a drink. She came back, but she didn't know that was her room. She opened the door, there's Terry Fox and the whole crew there, and right on the left there's his leg, his prosthetic leg there.
What?
And he's like, oh Terry, oh I'm sorry. And Terry was like, so cool. That was 2 months before he passed away, but it was like, my mom told me Terry was still in good spirits, you know, blah blah blah. But yeah, she walked right in Terry's room.
So, that's,
and she's like, oh, I'm sorry. And Terry Fox was like, no, it's okay, ma'am. It's okay. From what I gathered, my mom told me he was a really generous person and very well respected. And yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, which is weird because that's a Southern thing, but he was very, very good to the people.
Yes. And you have another song for us, Folsom Prison. Tell me about that one.
Well, you know, Folsom Prison, it's not an Elvis song, but it's a Johnny Cash song. And there's a fan out here that we'd like to bug, because her name's Jean. She's in Lumbee right now with her sister and seeing another sister right now for visiting. But she don't like Johnny Cash. But
what?
I don't know. It's something about it. But you know what? We get a kick out of it during the shows, whether it's me and Darren or just me. We just say, okay, let's do this one. Bam, 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 and then hit the song. So this one, of course, was one of his biggest hits in the Sun Records, actually, which Elvis, you know, made That's All Right, Mama and recorded that. So, yeah, we do some Folsom. Folsom Prison.
Go
Here we go.
It.
I hear the train a coming, it's rolling round the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a rolling on down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. Well, I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. And I let the lonesome whistle, I hang my head.
All right, let's take it home.
Well, if they free me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move along a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay.
It on.
Well, I let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. Yeah. Yeah.
Woo! So good. So good. Yeah. OMG. So tonight, we actually have an SFU karaoke night, and we're going to surprise attack the group later after we finish our show. We're going to head down there, and they're going to perform maybe a song or two.
Yeah.
We'll find out. Okay. So, talk about karaoke. I guess you used to do a bunch of karaoke nights yourself.
Yeah. You know, I, again, started at the White Hart there, the owner there. He was asking, you know, can... You know, because I was doing the Elvis shows, and he says, can you do karaoke? So I said, yeah, sure. So I did the karaoke there, and, you know, I did it as long as I can to the end there. And then now I do it at the Brownsville every Tuesday from 6 to 10. So if you're not doing anything on a Tuesday, come on down. I know Don's been there a couple times, and it's been a blast. You know, I always, you know, when it comes to karaoke hosts, too, it's very hard because it's like, next singer, please. I feel like I'm at a, you know, whatever, a rally or something. I don't know. But, you know, mine is more upbeat, and I go around and mingle, and my friend Francis, we team up and do this. And so that way I can have my break and mingle with the people and just make them feel comfortable and, you know, satisfied, you know. So.
Perfect. All right. So we're going to get to a break and we'll come back with more Johnny, Nick, and Don. All right. And I also have a song from the Getarounds because they just released a new album.
Cool.
So we'll get to that.
Do you like music or do you like technology? Or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.
Thank you.
And that song was called It's My Time by the Getarounds. And it's their time right now. Yes, we're back with Johnny, Nick, and Donder Cole. Donder Cole. All right. So we're going to talk to Nick and to find out how he started playing the guitar, because it wasn't the guitar. It's on.
It's on.
Here we go.
Yeah, actually, the school me and Jonathan went to, elementary school, they had a music class. They had us taught on the ukuleles. And, you know, most of the, you know, everyone thought they were boring, but I just really liked playing the ukulele and just how it sounded. And it was something that I was really good at. And, you know, my I do have a lot of people in my family that are very good musicians. And, you know, I think it was just in me to start playing. And after elementary school, I bought my own ukulele and I kept playing and kept practicing. And then one day I saw my mom's guitar just standing there in the living room and just collecting dust. And I'm like, I want to start playing guitar. So I taught myself how to play guitar. And from there, I played and I practiced. And, you know, I taught myself how to play banjo a little bit, but mostly just ukulele and guitar, I can rock and I can strum those strings.
Yes. And you are rocking tonight.
Yes.
Wow. Amazing. Okay, guys, we almost are up on time and you have one more song for us. But first, let's tell people, where can they find you, follow you on Instagram and all that, all that jazz?
Well, they can find me, of course, on Facebook here, and you know, and I've set it up a few years ago, my Johnny Elvis fan page, and so they can go on there. What we usually do is do Facebook Live some of the shows for the people that couldn't, you know, make it or whatever, and then I just did a Johnny Elvis page, which is more of like a business page, so it's more businessy. And then you know, TikTok, Instagram and all that stuff. But the more to get the videos and pictures and all that stuff is to go on my Facebook, Jonathan Martin Hicks, or Johnny Elvis fan page and the business page as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you guys for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam
East Van.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And you got to make sure you got to do that lip.
Yeah, I got to do one of these.
You got to do a lip.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to end with your last song here.
Let's do it.
Can't Help Falling in Love.
Only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin? But I can't help falling in love with you. Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too.
Is a hip-hop show called Next Up. We'll catch you all next week. And I can't help falling in love with you.
Falling in love.
And Johnny Elvis is back at the Elder Grove Legion April 8th. All right, if you're listening on Tuesdays, the next show is actually called Talking Radical Radio. And I'm going to tell you something radical right now. We're giving away some free tickets to the International Fashion Gala. So if you love fashion or know anyone that loves fashion, get some free tickets right here. Follow us on social media and just send me a message. Wham, bam, East Van. Have a great day.